First of all, then, I'm sure you're delighted to be here. This transfer has rolled on for a couple of months.
Yeah, it's been ongoing. Nice to be here. Spoke to the guy a few times. See the players today and, I'm training well today. It's good.
So your first impressions of the squad of players you've walked into is what?
Good, yeah. Good bunch of lads. The training is high intensity and, a good bunch of lads and they say hello to me, so good start.
The signing was announced just a few hours before the Arsenal game. Presumably you took that in. What did you make of what you saw?
Yeah, I thought we played well. Arsenal went at it, but you still got to do it. Scored the 3 goals and the crowd went crazy and it was a good win.
When you see a performance like that as the new signing, what goes through your mind?
It's a good start, isn't it? Got a hard game at Stoke. But the main focus is on Forest on Saturday. Yeah.
And that's going to be quite the challenge in itself. You've signed until January the 17th. What's the challenge for you within that time?
I've come here to Gaffer wants me to play games and score goals. And the main thing is 3 points for the team and keep climbing up the table. That's the main thing.
Has it been on your mind during the, I suppose I can say, interim period, because you nearly signed in August and now you are here.
Yeah.
You're getting itchy feet, I suppose.
Yeah, I haven't played this season yet and I'm ready to go. I want to play football. That's why I'm in the game and I want to play football and score goals.
And so in that sense then, being match ready, how near are you to being, 100% firing on all cylinders?
I wouldn't say I'm 100% because I haven't played games. I've been training. Yeah. I've been out for a few weeks. I've been training near enough every day, but I think I'm ready to play football.
I suppose, and you know what's coming here, I'm duty bound to ask. You broke down in August, of course. There were lots of rumours at the time about boxes and what have you. Put your stamp on that. Why didn't it happen?
It didn't happen because Norwich, basically. Norwich said they need me and then now it's happened.
That's far more simpler to deal with than demands about boxes here at Hillsborough. So all that was just gossip.
Yeah, it's not true.
So the situation then with Norwich City, like I mentioned before, you're here till January the 17th.
Yeah.
Is there a thought in your mind beyond that, possibly even already, if maybe you're not in their plans down there?
Yeah, if I'm not in the plans, obviously we'll talk about it. But at the moment, I'm here till January 17th and nothing's been spoken yet, so we'll go from now till then and hopefully I'm playing a scoring goal.
Is it almost re-energising in many ways to know that, there you go, there's a slate, it's up to you, force your way into this team and off you go again?
Yeah, basically, yeah, I've got to get into the team, I've got to train well, and we need to keep winning, that's the main thing.
How do you see yourself fitting in here? And the reason why I ask is that, and we're going to put the sort of same questions to the head coaches, that he's played with a big man up front and then it's been Forestieri recently.
Yeah.
How do you fit into a plan like that then? And what do you offer perhaps that's different?
A link-up play really. I know the two boys have been playing well together. It shows in results. But it's Gaffer's choice. It's his decision in the end. I've got to train well and try and get into the team. Mm-hmm.
And the record that you have, I know there's the statistic of scoring in every competition you've played in, from the Champions League and down and around and in non-league and what have you. What do you make of the Championship this season?
Yeah, you've got some top teams. Mm-hmm. Even the top 10 is tough. Big teams play good football and I think it's anyone's at the moment.
You were very much part of Norwich promotion season last season, getting 12 goals along the way. In terms of what you see now and this Wednesday squad, because we've been talking to Carlos for weeks about whether, come on, are you a top six side already? What's the squad like and what have you? From what you see of the competition there in and around, how do you rate Wednesday's chances of having a go at the playoffs this year at least?
By looking at today, I thought we've got a strong squad. Obviously, we're good players, very good players, and the Gaffer's brought in have been playing very well. And I think anyone's got a chance in this Championship league, but as you see in the league, it's looking good. So,
how much of an influence to you is that? And I appreciate the association with Wednesday drags back a few months, that you're actually coming into a team that are playing well. You're not trying to drag somebody away from a hole in the relegation zone that they're in. Everybody's confident right now. In fact, that confidence perhaps couldn't be higher.
Yeah, the boys are looking very good. It shows in, I think it's 9 games now, I think. They've been playing well, pressing well, exactly what Gaffer wants. And, I don't think Forest is going to be a tough game on Saturday. And we've got to look at that.
And it's interesting, isn't it? Nottingham Forest have got 10 games unbeaten for Sheffield Wednesday. What do you make of them right now? Just as a final question, as a final thought. Nottingham Forest is the challenge that lies ahead, what do you think?
Yeah, they've got some players. A good manager as well. They're at home, so it'll be a tough place to go. But the confidence here will be high, and I think Gaffer will get it right.
Thank you. Ciao.
Gary, in the couple of times you've spoken with the manager, what's his message been to you then? What's he been saying to you?
Well, he said he's been after me since day one. And he wants to play high press and play football. And they've been doing that in the last few games.
How good is that to hear when managers say that your first choice, that you were his top target?
Yeah, it's very good. Gaffer's finally got me here and excited to next few months.
I wanted to just ask you as well, how much does it help having somebody here who you know in Michael Turner as well? What sort of influence did he have on your decision?
Yeah, I was supposed to sign on the same day, but then mine fallen through and he's went through. but yeah, I know Glenn as well, Lubin's skipper, and Celtic with him. So.
Oh, were you at Glenn with him at Celtic?
Yeah. I was there for his first season, I think, with him. So he's a good lad as well. But I've had a good chat and it's gone well.
And how much easier does that make the transition when you know people like Glenn and Turner? Like
yeah, it's always nice coming into the training and knowing a couple of people. To be fair, the lads said they're alright now. We've spoken alright.
Just going back to sort of last month then, when you thought it was going to happen, so how far had it gone down the line? Had you had your medical?
I had medical, everything, and it just didn't happen. Norwich called me back, and now I'm back up here.
How hard was that to take, that it didn't sort of happen? You thought it was going to happen before the window, that you sort of had to have another month, a couple of months of where you've not been able to play too much?
As soon as I got back, I think another week later I got injured, so everything go down well. It was that 4 or 5 weeks, but now I'm back fit and been training for 3 weeks, and it's good.
What was the injury?
Ankle.
It's all good now. It's absolutely fine. And so, from just like looking afar then, I mean, what do you know about Sheffield Wednesday in terms of the history and in terms of what they've achieved? And
not much from us, I'm not going to lie. I know it's a big stadium, big fans. Fans are good. He showed that on Tuesday night. And that's about it, really.
And when was it that you found out that the move was going to go through this week then? When was it you sort of...?
There was talks at the start of the week, and then I come up Tuesday, I think, and then it all went through nicely.
Must have been a bit of a whirlwind day Tuesday, sort of, it all happening.
Yeah, it could have happened again, me going back, but it was good news, and it went through.
And the team, 9th for the minute, 9 matches unbeaten. For you, I mean, what do you think has got to be the realistic target? You know, as somebody who's helped a club recently get promoted and up to the top level.
The main thing is just is playing well, get the players confident, and then you win games. And if you keep winning games, you're going to keep climbing the table.
You've only obviously played a couple of times, haven't you, this season? It's been a few months. So how many games do you think it's going to take you to get back to full fitness?
What match finish?
Yeah.
It's hard to say, really. I know in the Championship you have a lot of games, so it's hard to say. I've got to get in the team first, and then the lads are playing well.
You mentioned that, and there's quite a lot of competition too, isn't there, up front here? Do you appreciate that you might have to bide your time?
Yeah, obviously. Gaffer can't change it straight away. He's got good strikers scoring goals, and hopefully I can add to it.
And just a final one for me. Can you play in the Capital One Cup? Are you eligible
to play? Yeah, I'll be playing in the Cup.
So how do you rate the chances?
Stoke away. It's a tough place to go. But as you know, you never know. We beat Arsenal at 3-0 at home. Mm. You never know, do you?
Have you noticed just from training with the team for a couple of days, like the sort of confidence levels, what is the mood like right now?
Lads, they take training or shows from training today, it goes in straight into a game, the pressing wise, and the work rate, which you need.
Yeah.